Welcome to Ink in Your Veins. I'm your host, Rachel Herron. In this podcast, I talk to authors about the best things they've learned about writing so we can try those things too. I'll keep each episode short so you can get back to writing. Well, hello, writers. Welcome to episode number 437 of Ink in Your Veins. I'm Rachel Herron, and today I am talking to my friend Anne Kemp about getting unstuck. Anne is one of those people, you hear me mention them on this show sometimes. I have a collection of three very close writer friends here in New Zealand. And Anne was at that first fateful meeting where we all met. And it is a delight to talk to her about getting unstuck. She is so delicious and so warm and so lovely. I know you're going to enjoy that. What's going on around here? Well, Kickstarter, about 24 hours to go, less than 24 hours to go. Holy crap. It is up to $18,154. This morning, it was at 17 something, and I threw in a last minute stretch goal, because why not, of a Zoom party, a Zoom launch party with me, where I will give all of my best packing hacks, packing light tips, because I am telling you what, some of you know this about me, but when I get stressed out, this is what I do. Some people watch Netflix. Some people play video games. I read luggage reviews. I never buy anything luggage related because I own all of the best pieces of equipment that I will ever need to have. I have the best suitcase. I have the best packing cubes. When I choose to use packing cubes over compression sacks, and I have the best one of those because I have spent thousands and thousands, millions of hours of my life reading reviews, comparing specs. I worship Her One Bag subreddit, where people talk about flying all over the world, traveling all over the world with one bag, just one bag. And I like to travel with just one bag, and I've got to fit my full-size CPAP in there. So it's like an extra challenge, and I just love to think about packing. Again, when I read reviews, I'm not shopping. I am soothing. It is the most soothing thing to me. My packing list, a thing of beauty. I will share it with you at this packing party. It is such a phenomenal feeling just to think about travel. Do you ever do this? I have no plans to travel anywhere. I'm going to a writer's conference in August, and it is 1 hour away on a plane in Christchurch. And that is it. I don't have any other travel plans right now. And it doesn't matter. I still go over and over and over my packing lists. Would I take this dress or that dress? Would I take this pen or that pen? Which journal will I take? Where will it fit inside my perfect tiny? I have this backpack, y'all. It will hold everything, including my computer, my riser, my fan, and it is so small. Anyway, for people who don't care about packing or travel, this would not be a good stretch goal, I suppose. But in the stretch goal, if we hit $19,000, we'll have a launch party for the book on Zoom, 1 hour live, replayed in case you can't make it. And we'll talk about travel and packing light. And because here's the reason. Travel is one of the best ways to get unstuck. If one is feeling stuck, travel. It doesn't have to be far, and it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be on the city bus. When I'm needing to get outside of myself and to think about things in a new way, I literally go down to the end of the street. I get on the bus and I go down to the bus terminal area where all the buses leave from, and I pick a number I've never been on. And I get on it and I ride it to the end, and then I ride it back. A few times I have been stumped because at the end they tell me to get off and there's no other bus coming. So then I need to, you know, walk to someplace else. But it's always phenomenal. And it shows me a different way of thinking, of living, just those 2 or 3 hours of traveling, looking out a window, seeing something that I'm not normally seeing, that I'm not normally looking at. One of my favorite tiny things to get slightly unstuck, to get that jar that might have been the door that might have been sticking, get it slightly a tiny bit ajar, push it just the tiniest bit ajar. So that's the stretch goal at 19,000. At 20,000, we still have me singing California Stars with my sister who is here now, who's incredible. Her harmony voice and my harmony voice. Who needs a lead voice when you have two beautiful harmony voices? We will sing California Stars, which is part of the book. And it is a song that we love. I don't know if we'll hit $20,000. And I'm not really actually scared of doing that because I have a hard time believing that we will hit $20,000. And it's okay if we don't. So those are up there. You can go to rachelherron.com/unstuck or Google Rachel Herron and Unstuck to join us in this Unstuck fun. 24 hours to go. I hope you have enjoyed these podcasts. There's one more to come in a few hours. I don't know, 12 hours or something like that. I will post it. But right now, please enjoy this episode with my friend Anne. And I am so glad you're all here. One of the things I'm loving about doing the show is I just get to keep asking my friends to talk to me about important subjects. Will you please share your name and pronouns with us?
Yes, I am Anne Butter, and my pronouns are she, her.
Thank you very much. And you also write as Anne Kemp, which is where I got this bio from. So Anne Butter / Anne Kemp is a best-selling author of romantic comedies. She loves reading, and she does it ridiculously fast, too. Gluten-free baking, because everyone needs a hobby that makes them crazy, and finding time to binge-watch her favorite shows, of which we share quite a few. She grew up in Maryland, but made Los Angeles her home until she encountered her own real-life meet-cute at a friend's wedding where she ended up married to one of the groomsmen. For real. Anne now lives on the Kapiti Coast in New Zealand, and even though she was married at Mount Doom, no, she doesn't have a hobbit. However, she and her husband do have a terrier named George Clooney and a New Zealand heading dog named Charlie. When she's not riding, she's usually with them, taking a long walk on the river by their home or having coffee with me at a cafe when I can talk her into leaving the house. Hello, Anne. It's so nice to have you here.
Yeah, it is so good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Oh my goodness. Well, you have been along for the ride in this whole writing of Unstuck, an audacious hunt for house and home. And we have our home and happiness or whatever I called it. Just forgot it. But we have talked for so long about what it means to do this kind of move. And you did the same kind of leave everyone and everything you ever knew behind. So you've done that. We've talked about this. I would love to know from you about a time where you felt stuck and you didn't know how you were going to get out of it. Maybe a stuckness that you got yourself into. Even better.
Yes. You know, and I've been thinking about this too the last few days because my answers have changed each time when I think about different places in my life where I was when I got stuck. Because back in my 20s and 30s, I would get stuck, but I would stay in the stuck until my life kicked me out of it organically. And it took one of my best friends, Michael, actually pointing it out one day when I was over at his apartment in WeHo crying for the millionth time about something. He's like, don't you see? Look, I'm clapping like one of our people on the show. He's like, don't you see? Like this, you're getting kicked out because you choose not to move out of it. And I can remember that light bulb going on. I'm like, oh, if I get somewhere that I'm not happy, this is my choice. I have to figure this out and how to get unstuck. And I think that wavered for me over time, because I will say, like, for me, a big move, like what you did coming, I mean, moving across the world is not for the faint of heart for anybody. And it definitely will. If you are stuck, I would always say, you know, get out and move. Like people, you know, get out, do a workout, do this. No, we moved across the world. let's see what happens. But now these days, getting unstuck, I'm going to actually frame it around my writing path, because I ended up coming here and I had my books that I had written when I was a traditionally published author through my agent. And when I came, I had my business I brought too with social media and PR. And I landed with that business and it wasn't supposed to take forefront, and it did. Mm-hmm. And it did. And I went with that. But I always missed the writing, but I knew I wanted to get back. And then COVID happened. And in New Zealand, we had the incredible luck of being shut down, just to be like closed down. For some people I know it was not a great time. For me, it was a forced break that I needed. I had actually been planning that time off anyway to kind of rethink my business and writing because I had just gotten back into writing again.
And for
And it
people who
was.
don't know, in New Zealand, we did have, a couple of lockdowns as normal, but also we were closed to
Yeah.
all tourists for 2 years. No one could get in the country unless you were a citizen or married to a citizen or a critical worker. So the things that you were doing in terms of social media and PR weren't happening because no one was coming in the country.
Except nothing was happening. And all of our people that we worked with, we did PR in the health and wellness business industry here, which was great. But a lot of that stuff shut down during that time. And then we were working in social media with small mom and pop businesses because that's where like I wanted to go and help them out. Well, bless, most of our clients were closing their doors. And so it's just kind of like, what are we going to do? And it was that thing I remember coming up of like, we're getting kicked out of this life. We're getting kicked out of this life. And I held on to it. And here's where the part is that then your friends come in because people, you need a support group of others around you that are able to kind of see because we can't all the time. We're in the forest with the trees and there's an army out there. There's a lot happening when we're in there alone. And I can remember a retreat that we were on, you and I and two other writing friends we have, and talking about, I knew at that moment I was going to have, we were shutting the business. That was about a year or so ago,
I
was it?
remember that, yeah.
We knew that we were making that choice to shut the business and I was going to do something part-time. And I was like, oh, this is just, I was stuck. I was so stuck. And I remember leaving, being in fear, talking to all of you, but then leaving there going, okay, I need to do something else. I need to just kind of lean into this and just be okay with it. And it was that moment of just learning to trust, learning to talk to people about it, because you can't hold it in and figure it out on your own, but then also trusting your gut. And so for the last year, getting quiet and listening to what my gut says, because my head is always going to go and my heart are going to say, the head is an activator. And if anybody, I'm sure you've got a lot of Becca Symites listening to this, will
Yes, we
understand.
do.
So it's like the activator will just be like, go, 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 where my heart's like, but how, do you love it? Do you hate it? And it's like my gut's the one I have to check in because if I get that good feeling in my tummy, that is like literally like I always envision like a hook pulling my stomach, and I'm like, that's the thing. And when that now, that's when I'm like, this is going to be the thing for me that's going to do the shake. It's my own little earthquake. So I'm going to go with it.
My own little earthquake. I love that, shades of Tori Amos.
Oh, yeah,
I remember having these conversations, and you did something really beautiful that we always talk about doing, which is like, if I just need to, I'll go get a part-time job. And you got a part-time job. Can you tell us about what that has done in terms of like your life and your writing?
oh my gosh, it has, it's really spurred me on more because I was so solitary since about 2010 or 11, just doing my own thing. I'm a social media and PR, you're kind of in your own space. I stayed at home. I really enjoyed being a homebody. I would deal with clients, but you're just kind of in this like insular world. And now, 2 days a week, I am going up the street. I mean, it's literally stone's throw away from my house to go to this golf club and to help out. And I can hop in a golf cart and get some scenery. There's nature, there's birds, there's babies happening everywhere in the springtime. And granted, they're pests, and the greenskeepers aren't that thrilled when I'm out there, like, let me take some
Of
pictures. Yeah,
the
the bunnies, all we've got little black bunnies that are just so cute, have no idea like where they have come from. And I'm out there like, I want to catch them. But it's opened up for characters. It has given me this whole other way of thinking, and I can process things. But most of all, as my husband even pointed out the other day, because we were talking about what life looks like in a year from now, he's like, no matter what, he's like, I think you've discovered about you. You have to get out of the house a couple of days a week, even if it's taking a class. That just, I'm like, that's the thing. I have to. I can't just, as much as I would like to just sit here, no bra, in my pajamas, and that would be amazing. I have to leave to stimulate that part of my brain because it, and it has helped my writing immensely.
Yeah. And you took some financial pressure off of like, should we, work as hard as possible to get more PR and more social media and all of that? Just allowing that to fall away.
Yeah, that because I think that's something too. Like, I do feel like, and I know I'm guilty of it. Like, I look back at that Anne at like past Anne, and I wish like this future Anne was like right there to be like, slap me across the face and be like, get it together, girl. You gotta like stand up and do this. But I was like, oh, this doesn't be like, is am I gonna be not a writer now because I'm doing this, or am I like tossing the talent in some way? And it's like, actually, no, what it's done is created a space where I have to do things in a more timely manner and stay on top of it. But that financial pressure that has come off for us here, because it's also not been the easiest year as far as things, my husband's health has been up and down,
Yeah.
on the up at the moment, which is amazing. But it all happened at the right time. And that's the other thing, is like trusting that it might not look the way you think it's supposed to, like that whole like I've got to be there now, I wanted to be there yesterday. You're never going to be there is the truest thing you're ever going to hear.
Yes.
And you're there, you are who you
You're
are.
already where exactly. You're there.
You are there. So it's like it's all about the mindset at that point and just sitting still, which my hands are flailing while we talk. So you know, for me, sitting still is an issue. So
Very
it's
hard
an
for me as well. Yeah.
it's active to let go. Sit, yeah, just sit and just think.
Yeah. I love that you say that. It's active. It is an action. It is taking an action when we sit, when we slow down. And it is so hard. Okay. So if someone were to come to you and to say, I just feel stuck where I am and what I am doing and how I'm doing it, what would be a little wee piece of advice you would give them?
I would ask them if they if have you checked in with yourself? Have you sat down? Have you made a list, the pros and the cons? And then have you looked at that list and seen which one is heavier? You check in with those feelings as you're writing it. I would say journal. Have you journaled? That's something that, it's like my journaling has actually changed into writing books in the morning. That's when instead of my morning pages has now become my morning chapters, where I get that with stream of consciousness. But it came through the journaling and the process of things that I realized this is a way to do things. And I feel like everybody has that journey, like sit down, check in with yourself when you're stuck, but mostly also who is your support group? I would ask that as well. Because I think that if you are going into anything, I had a therapist once tell me, shout out to Dallas Snyder. Amazing. But he's, the mind is a dangerous neighborhood. Never go into it alone. Always go into
Alone,
it. Because if you get in there, you can talk yourself into anything when you're alone. But I think it's like having others to bounce off of to go, I'm seeing it like this. Help.
the fabulous thing that I see here too is that those two things work in conjunction for me. Like my brain will always tell me things, and it'll always come up with new fabulous answers the more I ask it to think. And my heart is pretty easily swayed by the brain, and the heart sways the brain too back, and they can have this conversation, they can talk themselves into anything, but the gut knows. And when it's always when you're talking to your closest confidants, especially if they're writing confidants like us, when you're talking to those people, that it's your friend that points out, that says, did you just see what your body did? Your whole body relaxed when you said, I'm not going to do that anymore. No, I have to do that. I have to keep going. But when you said, I'm not going to do that anymore, your body just glowed. They see the gut working, so that you
Yeah.
can then hear it and feel it. And once you know it and face it and hear it, then you have to act on it. It's my brain and my heart will keep me well away from the gut. No, don't worry about that. It's just indigestion. Just keep going.
Exactly.
Don't listen to that.
You don't
You can
need
do
that.
it.
Yes. And I think too, knowing the friends that you're supposed to go and to do it off of, because I do know I have some friends.
Oh, yes.
Might not be right around me that I could go to with my problem and that will help me to make it, like I know automatically if I bring up an issue with you, Moira or Allie, I have to be prepared for that answer. I have to be seen. A bunch of stuff I'm pretty. And that's why I will come to you guys and go, here's the thing, because I've got to hear it and let me listen. What is it? What am I
And
not
then
seeing?
also those kind of friends that we all need to develop in order to get through this writing life. Those friends, yes, they will show you what maybe you don't want to look at, but they're also there for support forever. They are
100%.
your
Yeah.
support.
As the rising tide lifts all boats. And I think when you've got that with your close friends, that is something super special. Something super special. And I am so glad I have that.
I am so glad that I have that with you. And Allie was on the show the other day, so that episode will be coming out too. And our dear Moira is gallivanting in Europe, so she's missing this opportunity.
Close
Plus, she would not want to be on the show. Moira, we love you. She'd be like, no, thank you. And I'm so excited to have you. I'm so inspired by you and the way you love your writing and the way you love your readers and you prioritize that community that you have built also. I want to just thank you for being here. Oh, obviously, where can we find you and all your writing and everything you're doing?
Gonna tip. I will also, I just want to say this about you real quick. Part of that showing up to write has been because of you. And you know this, I think, but maybe you don't. But it's
I don't
like
think I do.
from the times that you have shared, like I was the morning pages and the journaling, I'd been discovered through the journaling that that's the best time for me to get up and write. But also those moments of just do 500 words, just sit down and see if you can. And I think I hear that every time I go, maybe not today. Oh,
I could just do
just
500
five.
words.
I can just sit down and that's an email. That's an email. That's a really long email, but that's an email. But it's because I hear your voice in those moments. So thank you, Rachel, because you're part of the
Goodness.
un process in like a couple layers.
Thank
So
you. Thank you very
amazing.
much. Back to
You
you.
can find me, www.annkemp.com would be my website. But also I'm on Instagram and on TikTok as Ann Kemp Author. And I do have a Facebook group and VIP Readers Club that you can join through my Facebook page. And we're very active in there. But
And
yeah,
you're
and if
such a lovely follow on TikTok. You're always so fun to watch and be with there. So I recommend that.
thank
Thank you,
you.
Anne, so much for being here today. I really appreciate you. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Ink in Your Veins. You can reach me at my website, rachelherron.com, and you can also support me at patreon.com/Rachel, RACHAEL, where I have all sorts of great stuff for writers for as little as a buck a month. And do sign up for my free writer's email list of encouragement at rachelherron.com/write. Now, get to writing, my friends.